All right, we are standing by for the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, but in the interim, Brad Hardy, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Ollie Pearson. Good to see you getting your priorities right.
Well, I'm sorry if I have to bump you, Brad, but I'm sure we'll revisit it with you. Tell us who's in, who's out of the squads for the Western Derby this weekend.
Let's quickly roll in the page. Aidan Crozier's back for the Bulldogs. Tom Hawkins back for Geelong. There's a couple of changes at Hawthorn because Sean Burgoyne is back. A host of changes between Essendon and Melbourne. The most curious one was Christian Petrarca. He's out because his dog bit his finger.
What?
His dog bit his finger. So he's out. He can't play. But in for Fremantle, Michael Johnson, Shane Kirsten, Ethan Hughes, Scott Jones and Tommy Sheridan. Matt Tabbitt are the only one out there injured at the moment. Naturally, squads for Sunday's game. In for the Eagles, Lewis Jetta, Jack Petrucelli, Will Schofield, Fraser McGuinness. So the new bloke, Jack Petrucelli, whether he gets a game or not, remains to be seen. Ollie?
All right, mate. Tell us about this Powell Pepper, David Koch, etc.
He's out of control now. Of course, he's had a fair dinkum crack this morning. It seems that he might be backpedalling a little bit. So you got a call from, I'd say, AFL House, I would have thought, today about some of the comments that he did make about some previous employees of the AFL and why they had to leave the building. So, yeah, it's a really interesting. I don't think it's over yet. There's a little bit of a Kedar Tate to come between Port Power and Channel 7 in Adelaide.
Okay, Sean Higgins' view ignites confusion regarding the bump.
Well, it has because, you know, he's come back. He had a little bit of plastic surgery on his lip and he had the baby last week. He got KO'd by Burton in a bump. I had no problems with it, but he's come on today and basically said, well, I thought if you choose to bump and you clash head, you're going to be in trouble. See, he said, so I'm confused. So he's thrown it back into the melting pot, mate. So everybody's confused again.
All right, Brad, we'll have to leave it there, mate. We'll get your tips tomorrow. Thank you.
Put the words up for Whispering Jack, will you?
Good. Thanks, on you. Mate.